is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
All right, so you can also join us on our website where you'll see that on the front page in the main column, there are a bunch of different news items typically, things that you might find interesting. Those were created by listeners like you. Maybe it was you. Or if it wasn't you, you can go and add something to it if you want. You can go and add whatever you want from the internet to our website, and then other listeners will vote on whether they like or dislike it, and the most liked will make it to the front page of the site at freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and the fun still to come, we got to talk about the Anonymous group and what they did to a security firm that was getting ready to team up with the feds. We'll find out about that here in a moment. JJ's got the story. But first, we go to Michael listening in Texas. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live. Michael in Texas. Hello?
Hello, hello.
Hey, you've got a really bad sounding connection, Michael. Are you with us?
No, can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's okay. Go ahead.
Back to the police thing.
Yeah, the police thing. Which one?
You know, I know a lot of cops that are on steroids, and I'm betting my life that he was probably on steroids. It just, you know, they just go. You know what I mean?
The roid rage thing, where you talking about the cop that shot the man with a knife who was just whittling and not threatening anyone?
Right, right.
Yeah. Well, possible. It's certainly
there
possible.
Hasn't been any science to back up this whole roid rage thing.
Well, no, there's not. There's not any other science to back up any of the things that y'all were talking about either. Like he was made a mean face. I mean, who knows? He was whittling a piece of wood.
Yeah, it's a guess, and I can tell you that I've talked to.
I'm telling you, I know a lot of cops, and I know a lot of cops that are into things like that. I mean, it's just what
they
do.
I believe you. It's absolutely the case.
Certainly, I think that whole culture of building up your body and being this mean machine that hurts people leads to obviously the more testosterone.
Okay, I'll get off the line.
Thanks for the call.
And more aggressive behavior from the police because of that sort of. You know, bodybuilding, mentality.
Yep. They're competing. They're competing with each other to some extent to be the baddest ass, and some of them want to have an unfair competition.
Sure.
And bulk up. Of course, there are obviously some consequences to making choices like that. We continue here. Dave, listening in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, Dave. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I keep thinking more and more as I see more and more of these little revolutions taking place in these various Middle Eastern countries. We need to be thinking, how do we make that happen in the United States?
What do you think?
I don't know exactly how we do it, but I have three ideas. The first would be, we've got a problem that they don't have in the Middle East, and that is that our system here is designed to give us a new dictator or a new tyrant at least every 8 years.
Right, and also give people the illusion that that means that they can actually change it. They can
right.
change the system.
So we don't have the simple option like in Libya. It's a simple goal. Muammar Gaddafi leaves office. Simple goal. We don't have that here. You know, it wouldn't be worth spending all that time just to try to get Barack Obama to leave office because we just get another tyrant.
Mm-hmm. Right. Barack Obama is likely to leave office in less than 2 years anyway, right?
Yeah. So we need a goal that's actually worth fighting for peacefully. And maybe someone else has a better idea, but the best one I could come up with is the goal should be the elimination of legal tender fiat money.
Okay, that's a noble one.
That's the tyrant we want to leave office. Right now, it's not a popular enough issue, but once people start getting hungry and they start blaming fiat money fiat money for the source of their troubles, then would be the moment. That's my theory.
I think that's an interesting idea.
Certainly. I know the IMF and some of the world banks, they're talking, France especially, is talking about a new reserve currency and moving the dollar out of the reserve currency sort of phenomenon that it's in, where it's protected, the inflation is sort of spread out among so many people that it's not really felt, that it's not really seen. So removing the dollar from the world reserve currency and the currency used to calculate oil or petrodollars would probably weaken the dollar to the point where any inflation that happens would have a drastic effect on the population in the United States.
Yeah, and that will happen by itself. The question is just what do we do with it? I mean, what do we do with that tragedy to turn it to something halfway decent? And the other thought I had was in Egypt, I think, you know, you saw a lot of folks descending on their city centers anyway. That's where they went, even if the internet hadn't been cut off. But going to the city centers got around the internet problem. And it also, in the United States situation, if you think about it, the city centers in the United States are where that's where the federal buildings are and the Federal Reserve buildings are. So people would be going to those areas anyway. It just may be that the way to spark this thing properly is to have people protesting in front of the nearest federal building or the nearest Federal Reserve building, preferably. And that would be what they are against. They want the Federal Reserve system to come to an end and to be not replaced with some new fiat money.
But you pointed out that this is likely only going to occur after some sort of significant level of uncomfortability is put into American lives, right? I mean, as of right now, most people, even though there's obviously an unemployment issue for some folks, generally, Americans are pretty comfortable still.
Right. Egyptians are so brave and impressive because they are hungry.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, and that some of that hopefully will manifest itself in Americans once they start getting that degree of desperation too.
Well, it's hard to say. It's hard to be hopeful for people to be hungry. I mean, I can't really say I'm hopeful.
Yeah,
for that.
I'm not looking for that either.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, but I think it's inevitable to something like that. I mean, you know, maybe it won't go as far as hunger, but it did in 1930. So.
We shall see, Dave. I think it's an interesting approach, and I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. That's Dave from RidleyReport.com, by the way.
You know, I was at a neighbor's house today. Just go over there sometimes and hang out. And it's interesting. These guys were basically talking about just this, that the
fiat thing.
Well, not the fiat thing as much as the dollar is going to cease to be the world's reserve currency in relatively short order. You know, these guys were talking about news stories that how China's, you know, been saying that they wanted that they're, you know, they want to deal in things that are other than dollars, that they want to deal in the yuan. They were calling it the yen. I'm not going to claim these guys are basement economists or anything like that, but they had a pretty good grasp of what was going on. I was keeping my mouth shut, and you know, after it was all sort of over, I mentioned that you were actually talking about the yuan, not the yen, and you know, from their point of view, same thing, right? And they were understanding that likely that the International Monetary Fund, not the World Bank, is going to cease using the United States dollar as its reserve currency sometime in the relatively near future. What that is going to do to the dollar, how there are all those dollars way out there in the world, and then once it's not the world reserve currency any longer, those dollars are going to come back. They're going to come back to the United States. You're going to see a flash of hyperinflation if that happens, because suddenly people aren't using dollars to pass things back and forth from Iran to Russia. They're going to be using I can't remember what they're called, but this basket of currency thing, SDIs, I think is what they're called. These SDIs or yuans or something like that. They're going to be using those. So then they're going to take the dollars they've got and they're going to try to buy what they can get out of the United States. Thereby, there's going to be an increase of dollars coming back towards the United States. And then what happens? It's going to be disastrous. I mean, they're already talking about higher food prices around the world, incredibly higher food prices around the world. And then the United States is poised to lose its world reserve currency status. Holy crap. I'd have no idea what's going to happen.
There's no doubt that there are a lot of frightening economic indicators out there. I don't like subscribing to the doom and gloom philosophy personally. But I could be proven wrong on that, right? I mean, there's all kinds of bad news that could be just around the corner.
I'm not sitting around, thinking about bad news either. But I think I think it's a time to start looking at your own finances. There's nothing you can do about how the government is ruining our currency. There is something you can do about your own.
That's true. 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. Certainly a good time to get your financial house in order. And maybe start looking at a move to New Hampshire if you love freedom. And if these things are going to happen, it makes sense to be around other people that have a similar mindset. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
EmeryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. EmeryDealers.com.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season, share the freedom message with friends, family, or the one acquaintance that really needs it. BigHeadPress.com's thoughtful stories provide a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is L. Neil Smith's Roswell, Texas, a sci-fi, western, romantic comedy with aliens, motorcycles, beautiful women, and the gayest Nazi you've ever seen. Sample online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and you take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231 is the number. That's, again, 1-800-259-9231. We bring you a lot of features on our website and we give you the whole thing for free. One of those features is our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and interact because the chat room is built into the same page over at cam.freetalklive.com. It's all free, courtesy of Memory Dealers. Again, that's cam.freetalklive.com.
And memorydealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. Optical transceivers including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpacks, and X2s. They're all 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. And get this, up to 99% off of list price. Memory Dealers also offers customized solutions for all your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. In stock, ready to ship, the overnight delivery, it's memorydealers.com.
All right, so we continue taking your phone calls about what you want. The latest on Anonymous and the cyber war coming up in a few moments. But David is here first in New Hampshire. David, you're on Free Talk Live. David, in New Hampshire. Going once.
Hello?
Hey, David, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, there's a hesitation on the phone. I was going to ask, as far as, like, us revolting in the USA like they did elsewhere, I think this all this corporate takeover with the Citizen United and all that kind of stuff, I think that's going to help to that end to an extent.
What is the Citizen United? What is that?
Citizens United decision and corporate personhood.
Ah. Oh, yes.
And just the fact that, like, corporations are going to be able to more so by politicians, and like the people won't have any, it'll be less of a idea that we do have some control over who's in charge and stuff.
Yeah, does anybody really believe that? I mean, I understand what you're saying. Like, it's over time, it's becoming more and more obvious that it's the big players that really make the difference in politics, and that the little people, yeah, they don't care about. So you're saying that's becoming more and more apparent to people, and that at some point they'll be fed up with that?
Yeah, I think Citizens United is, and that, you know, they're just the corporate person. That, yeah, it's the corporate money in politics. I mean, if they doing that. I mean, the way I looked at it was that Barack Obama, you know, a lot of people put little contributions from just like regular people,
yeah,
to get him in there and stuff, and then the Citizens United decision was kind of like, well, we're not going to have that kind of thing happen again, so we're going to make it so the corporations can, you know, just like,
yeah,
not
but what
that, have that happen again.
First of all, I'm sure plenty of corporations gave to Barack Obama. Corporations have been giving to candidates for a long time.
He's right that it was much more of a grassroots candidate.
But
than
what good did it do?
I kind of disagree with that. I honestly feel like Obama was the chosen one well before he was even on the presidential campaign. When he was elected to Senate, when he was elected as a senator for Illinois, people were talking about him being a president that same instant. So I think the establishment had already picked him to be the next, you know, figurehead.
Absolutely. I mean, you don't make it through a presidential campaign typically unless you are an establishment player. Ron Paul being kind of the odd man out,
think,
or Dennis Kucinich being the odd man out on the Democrats.
Yeah,
side.
I think this phenomenon that you talked about, where the citizens, you know, or the people donated money and brought a candidate up, That was true with Ron Paul and his campaign. But for the most part, I think Obama has been an establishment player.
But there's no doubt Obama had a message that made people believe that he was going to be different. And that's the same kind of playbook that they run every 4 years. The politicians are constantly pushing a message of change, or that I'm different from what has come before. And then, of course, he did get elected, and we now have seen, and hopefully the people that supported him have seen, that he is no different. What was it that didn't he nominate, like, the former head of J.P. Morgan or something,
yes,
like that? To
his
be
chief
one
of staff.
Yes. I mean, guy is so connected to the corporate world.
Yeah. A lot of the key players have been in this financial terrorism, is what I call what's going on in Wall Street. And the J.P. Morgans, the Goldman Sachs, those type of establishments have been supplying people for the White House, for various cabinet positions, mm-hmm, for the Treasury Department position. So as far as I'm concerned, business is well in bed with the government in many facets.
Yep. David, any other thoughts?
I was just going to ask something about, JJ, that's your name, right?
Yes, sir.
You represented Ademo, is that true?
Ademo from LibertyOnTour.com when he was recently in jail. Yeah, JJ.
Well, it not really. I don't want to say that the word represent. Ademo spoke for himself, and he did. He just needed someone to put in a motion. Basically, that was my function.
Someone on the outside, because it's hard to file motions when you're in a prison cell. David, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Andrew in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andrew.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Greetings, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Wanted to first make a slight correction that in the past couple of podcasts I've heard Ian and some other people refer to the term due process, which is a legal term and defined, you know, by legalese. And I feel it's been misused to equate it with justice or something that's right. And then the way it was used, I don't have a specific offhand, but I'm going off my memory that essentially it was equating due process with justice, whereas all that due process really is that everyone is treated fairly according to their circumstance as they are in the justice system. So the perfect example that was touched on earlier in the evening was police officers don't receive the same type of justice that the average citizen does. That would essentially be a lack of due process, whereas like procedurally in the justice system, if you file a motion and you get screwed just as much as the next guy, then that's due process. It doesn't mean that the decision was right or just, but according to due process, you were treated fairly because, well, you got screwed the same that the next guy would get screwed.
I see. Thanks for the correction on that.
Yes. And my main point that I wanted to talk about tonight was, I don't know if you talked earlier about the Wisconsin lawmakers who have absconded out of the state.
We haven't gotten into that yet. But it's interesting stuff.
Yeah, essentially what happened was there was the whole dust-up in Wisconsin with the governor essentially putting down a proposal for vote on restricting the rights of the public sector unions to collective bargain, as well as making some significant cuts to the budget.
Right.
And that apparently came to a head today in the Wisconsin Senate, I believe, or the House, where they wanted to vote on the proposal. The problem being that they weren't able to get the 3/5 of the membership of the Senate to be in the body. Therefore, they didn't have a quorum under their rules to conduct business.
So by not showing up, those people basically shut down the government for the day, they shut down the state house.
Essentially, and I feel it's good in the short term, but I think it's short-sighted on their part because...
Hey, you can explain in a moment. Hang on. More coming up here about Wisconsin. You can bring up anything as well. Free Talk Live.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. We've got archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, right there on the front page of the website, last week's worth right there at the top, and then click into the archive section to go all the way back to late 2006, all completely free, and thanks to HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. They've got more than 4,500 templates from which to choose. Whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you. If you use that portal that we've created for you, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com, not only will you get a 99.9% uptime guarantee, a 45-day money-back guarantee, and 24/7 technical support, but you'll also get your first month completely free. It's HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
All right, we've actually got Andrew on the line who's bringing up the Wisconsin situation. It was one of the things we had in the show prep for tonight, where faced with, according to the Associated Press, near certain Republican victory that would end a half century of collective bargaining for public workers, Wisconsin Democrats retaliated with the only weapon they had left. They fled. 14 Democratic lawmakers disappeared from the Capitol on Thursday just as the Senate was about to begin debating the measure aimed at easing the state's budget crunch. By refusing to show up for a vote, the group brought the debate to a swift halt and hoped to pressure Republicans to the negotiating table. Now, Andrew, you said that was short-sighted of them to leave like that. Why?
Well, and I'd like to go back and kind of explain why they've left Illinois is because the legislature has set up Wisconsin, they left for Illinois. The reason why it's kind of short-sighted on their part is they had to leave Wisconsin because the legislature basically gives itself the power to arrest you know, apprehend members that are away from their
assigned
you
posts.
Know, the call of the legislature. Essentially what the governor did was he said, all right, you guys, you need to go in there and, you know, work on the stuff. And the, you know, speaker of the presiding officer said, you know, hey, we need to conduct business and, we don't have any members here. So, you know, dispatched, you know, the police and the sergeant of arms of the, Senate to, you know, go bring them back to,
wow.
you know, do their job.
It's impressive.
Yeah, it's you know, it is impressive, and that's why they left Wisconsin, because, well, if they're in another state, you know, some other state can't essentially return them to, you know, the, you know, Wisconsin, because, well, there's no reciprocity. They haven't, you know, they haven't committed a crime of, you know, some sort. You know, they're just, you know, away from their, you know, their home state.
Derelict in their duty. They haven't committed a crime in Illinois, which is what you're saying. That's why they went there.
Right, and it's kind of genius if they plan to, you know, essentially wait out the elective term, which they probably won't do because, well, they have to, you know, stay away for essentially the entire remainder of the term, and all of the members, enough, you know, to not create a quorum would have to stay away to bring the government to its knees because, well, you can't impeach, the members if there aren't, you know, any members there to, you know, conduct the, you know, removal proceedings. Because, they can't impeach their own members because they don't have enough, you know, people to do business.
But also, if they don't come back, then they won't be able to do anything, ever.
Right. So, you know, essentially, if they're willing to, you know, stick their neck out and, you know, essentially grind government to a halt, then that's great. But, you know, it's kind of not what they signed up for.
Sure, they've got things that they want to accomplish. They've got bills and such that they likely want to get passed, and it's very unlikely they're going to stay gone for the whole rest of the term.
Right, and it doesn't bode well for either their salary that they get, because they probably get a, you know, decent salary, unlike in New Hampshire where they only get $200.
Yeah.
$200 plus, you know, mileage and committee expenses, but...
Worst case scenario, the only thing you're missing is Wisconsin, right? You just go on down to Florida, have a good old time, have some drinks, you know, forget about it.
So what's going to happen here now? I mean, what's the prediction? Are they going to come back? Will this move forward? Are they still in Illinois?
I guess they're holed up at some conference center in Illinois, but my guess is they'll eventually go back because, well, it happened in Texas, I think this past year in 2010, they had something come up and a bunch of members left, but they eventually trickled back after the Texas Rangers rounded up enough of them. So I think in a situation where they have the senators away, it's kind of easier because you're dealing with a smaller number of people that you have to round up, presuming that all the members stay away. So if they have family in Wisconsin, you know, and they don't mind, you know, missing them for, you know, the next couple of years, then I don't think anyone will miss them. I suppose if they're gone long enough, maybe they can hold special elections to replace them, but...
Interesting. Thanks for the call tonight, Andrew. I appreciate you bringing that up.
Short-sighted.
JJ, you're from Wisconsin originally.
Right.
I mean, what does all this say to you?
Well, I think large part of it was, as you said, the budget shortfalls. Wisconsin is quite socialist in a lot of what they're passing, a lot mm-hmm. of welfare-type legislation, and the... you know, instead of bullets, they're passing the bread and legislation. But anyway, I think this speaks to something else, actually, where the people who protested, the people who went out there on the streets and held signs were government workers who were not happy with the decision to cut their pay and or to limit their collective bargaining ability, which would obviously cut their pay if they couldn't... strike as a union.
Supposedly, we're 25,000 of them out there.
That's today. Right. I think it's kind of sad that the only people who are willing to protest are government workers mm-hmm. when the government teat is run dry. And
well, they have the interest. I mean, that's one of the there's some sort of term in economics or the kind of the Austrian world for this, and I don't remember what it is, but it's where the people who are in government have a huge interest in lobbying for more government, or in this case, lobbying to keep things status quo. because that's what they do. Whereas the rest of us out there, if there's some new government program proposed that only affects a certain industry, it doesn't affect a large enough swath of right. of the rest of us to make it worth our while to, you know, go to the state capitol or go to D.C. or whatever and sure. actually get active.
Well, let me explain it you know, pretty easily. Let's say that there's a new provision to give free optical care to the government employees. That provision will affect your, you know, given area by $1.50 in taxes. However, the government employees themselves say, hell yeah, free optical. And if they don't get it, then they're motivated to go out and strike and whatever.
But who's Whereas motivated to average, go out for a dollar?
Right. The average person is not motivated to do this for right. the $1.50. You stack that up on top of every other single benefit that they get, and pretty soon they own you.
I think, the point I was trying to make was that with all the problems that are going on with local governments, state governments, national government, that the only people who are willing to protest for anything are the government workers. I don't see a lot of people protesting like the stuff going on in Guantanamo Bay or Bradley Manning no, or yeah. WikiLeaks or...
There's some Bradley Manning protests, but they're not huge.
So, or just, how about fiat currency? How about the Federal Reserve?
Well, I did go out to an In the Fed rally. It's been a couple of years since I was out there, but, you know, there was a pretty large group. It's just not a lot. I agree with you.
Demonstrators stood shoulder to shoulder in the building's hallways in the Capitol in Madison, sat cross-legged across the floor, and made it difficult to move from room to room. The scene vacillated from being festive to angry, or sometimes just plain weird. One protester rode across the marble floors of the Capitol on a Segway, another pitched a tent for an overnight stay. Protesters clogged the hallway outside the Senate chamber, beating on drums, holding signs, deriding the walker, I think that's the governor, and pleading for lawmakers to kill the bill. Some others even demonstrated outside of lawmakers' homes. Hundreds of teachers joined the protest by calling in sick, forcing a number of school districts to cancel classes. Madison schools, the state largest second largest district with 24,000 students, closed for a second day.
Don't forget that the schools allow the students to go
and protest.
Yeah, go to these protests.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. These people are hooked on this government money, and they can't imagine not having the same level of power that they've always had. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want in the remaining moments coming up.
Is it time for a new roof? Or maybe some roof repairs? If the roof on your house is old, weathered, or in need of help, you can save $500 by calling Sears right now. That's right, Sears Roofing. Call Sears for a free in-home consultation at 888-306-7722. And Free Talk Live listeners will save $500. Sears licensed, fully insured contractors can get your roofing job done right. They have a variety of popular shingles and styles that are built for long-lasting performance. And you'll save $500 if you call them today. For roofing done right, call Sears at 888-306-7722. Hurry, the offer ends soon. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Call Sears now at 888-306-7722 and save $500. That number again is 888-306-7722.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. We've got enough time for you and your thoughts, though, if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And if you like the show and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com and link in through there to Amazon through our affiliates link. That'll allow you to get your shopping done and get stuff delivered to your door, get a great price, huge selection, even used items as well over at Amazon. You just enter through our affiliate links at shop.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of your purchase. So you get the shopping done that you need to do, and Free Talk Live gets some of the sale. Just start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. The Wisconsin situation continuing to boil over with government bureaucrats convening in the state capitol and making a whole lot of noise. 25,000 people allegedly there today because they may lose some of their collective bargaining so-called rights. Matt in Illinois is with us with some thoughts.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say that we got enough corrupt politicians in Illinois. We don't need the politicians from Wisconsin coming down here.
I hear that.
You know, I don't mind collective bargaining and unions and things, but it just seems to me that it's a little silly when they're bargaining for other people's money like that. It's not a business that you're bargaining with. This is people who are being forced to pay for their jobs at the point of a gun. And a lot of people in Wisconsin don't have jobs. You know, there's a lot of unemployment up there, too.
I liken it to pirates divvying up the booty. You know, they just raided a ship. They just raided a ship full of, a merchant vessel full of goods and coins and whatnot, and they're divvying it up. And some of them don't like the share they're getting. So this stolen property, it's, you know, they don't see it as stolen property. They see it simply as
it's theirs,
their earnings.
Yeah.
And if the ship is Wisconsin, there's really not a lot there for them to get in the first place. I mean, I don't think it's a really very rich state. I might be wrong about that, but
no, it's not.
Yeah, it seems there's a lot of poor areas up there.
It is the most drinking estate. I did see some statistics recently on that. Wisconsin, number one in most binge drinking, number one in heavy drinking, and number one in casual drinking.
Hmm.
It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's how they draw on their sorrows.
Thanks, Matt, for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. You can take control. Do you miss it, JJ? I mean, you've been gone for a few years now.
I miss my family and the friends that I had there. The community I was a part of was fun, and I like the big city. I was in Milwaukee, so I liked all the things that come with the big city. But I lived in the suburbs, so I didn't have to put up with the big city hassles.
Gotcha.
I could go to the big city when I wanted and, you know, find 24-hour diners, 24-hour entertainment, whatever it may be, that you won't find here in Keene. But the community here in Keene with the activists is by and far much better to be a part of.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see more 24-hour things, too, but you know, we are in a city of 25,000 people.
That's right.
And we do have a 24-hour grocery store. 800-259-9231 and a CVS. Let's talk to, nobody. We're going to talk about the Anonymous situation where they have taken down, attacked successfully the websites, the defenses on a website operated by a security firm. What happened, JJ?
This story comes out of arstechnica.com.
It's a good site. They got a lot of liberty-leaning technical news there.
Anonymous speaks the inside story of the H.B. Gary hack. It has been an embarrassing week for security firm H.B. Gary. This is from last week. And it's H.B. Gary Federal offshoot. H.B. Gary Federal CEO Aaron Barr thought he had unmasked the hacker hordes from Anonymous. Ooh. And was preparing to name and shame those responsible for coordinating the group's actions, including the denial of service attacks that hit MasterCard, Visa, and other perceived enemies of WikiLeaks late last year. When Barr told one of those he believed to be an Anonymous ringleader about this forthcoming expose, the Anonymous response was swift and humiliating.
So wait, the CEO bragged to someone in Anonymous that he was going to go get him?
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah, foolish. H.B. Gary's servers were broken into, its emails pillaged and published to the world, its data destroyed, its website defaced. As an added bonus, a second site owned and published by Greg Hoagland, owner of H.B. Gary, was taken offline and the user registration database published. Over the last week, I've talked to some of those who participated in the H.B. Gary hack to learn in detail how they penetrated H.B. Gary's defenses and gave the company such a stunning black eye.
Hmm.
Now, keep in mind, this is a cybersecurity firm.
That's right. It's their job.
Yes, yeah. This is their job, is to block hackers and to counter attack.
These aren't the same. You know, these aren't the same people running the government websites. Those are a bunch of jokers in comparison to the people that are actually professional security experts.
Right.
And yet,
well,
they couldn't even stand up to Anonymous.
Yeah. Yeah, well, no one could stand up to Anonymous. That's the way things are. H.B. Gary and H.B. Gary Federal position themselves as experts in computer security. The companies offer both software and services to both public and private sectors. On the software side, H.B. Gary has a range of computer forensics and malware analysis tools to enable detection, isolation, and analysis of worms, viruses, and Trojans. On the services side, it offers expertise in implementing intrusion detection systems and secure networking. And performs
hopefully they were able to detect
intrusion detection systems and secure networking.
And performs vulnerability assessment and penetration testing of systems and software. Well, they should have checked themselves.
Yeah.
Because they were using some really bad software that had some gaping holes in it.
Wow.
The article goes on to talk about how Anonymous is a diverse bunch, so they tend to be younger rather than older. The age group spans decades. Some may still be in school, but others are gainfully employed office workers, software developers, IT support technicians, among other things. With that diversity in age and experience comes a diversity of expertise and ability. So it's true that most of the operations performed under Anonymous branding have been relatively unsophisticated, albeit effective. The attacks made on MasterCard and others were distributed denial-of-service attacks using a modified version of the low-orbit ion cannon.
The low-orbit ion cannon. It amuses the crap out of me.
It's just software that a bunch of people can run, and essentially it creates this botnet that allows them all to simultaneously request this thing.
It's like a cyber sit-in, basically.
Yeah.
It just occupies that server.
Yep.
It's not an actual...
Not a hack.
It's not a hack. It's not a malicious attack. It's not anything that would damage anything. It's simply a sit-in in the cyber universe.
Yep.
Now, according to leaked emails, Aaron Barr believed that H.B. Gary's website was itself subject to denial-of-service attacks shortly after he exposed himself to someone he believed to be a top Anonymous leader. But the person I spoke to about this denied any involvement in such an attack, which is not to say the attack didn't happen, simply that this person didn't know about it or participated. In any case, Anonymous plans were more advanced than a brute force distributed denial of service. H.B. Gary's federal website hbgaryfederal.com, was powered by content management system. CMSs are a common component of content-driven sites.
CMS might be something like WordPress, which is a very popular system that websites are built on top of. You don't have to do the background programming because it's already been taken care of for you.
Well, I'm going to start with this article. Basically, that's sort of the overview. But part of what they had found was the emails that he had. He was coordinating with the federal government as well as institutions like the Bank of America to combat WikiLeaks, to launch a campaign against Glenn Greenwald, who is pretty much a staunch WikiLeaks supporter, and in his blog is getting a lot of attention to the WikiLeaks stories, as well as other, you know, sort of not anti-government, but pro-freedom, pro-transparency.
Yeah. He's pretty liberty-oriented, from what I can tell.
Yeah, I haven't seen him write on, you know, other issues, but when it comes to foreign, you know, foreign relations and things like that, he's pretty good.
The only data released so far has been 50,000-plus emails from Barr's personal account. Apparently what they found when rifling the network just made the hackers more angry. This became rather clear in an IRC communications between Anon participants and the principals of H.B. Gary, which included H.B. Gary President Penny Levy, founder Greg Hoagland, and Aaron Barr, who runs HPG Federal.
Didn't she come into the chat room or something like that?
Yes, basically, Anon runs IRC chats. There are certain people who just run that chat.
Mm-hmm.
And they sort of pointed at these people who are running the IRC, who are simply administering that network function, and they're calling them the ringleaders of Anonymous, which is far from true. Mm-hmm. They're simply running that aspect of that website, that software, whatever it is. So, yes, they came into the IRC chat and tried to get some explanation, tried to ask questions. And
it's like calling the bartender at a bar where some mafia guys hang out the leader of the mafia.
Yeah, because he's visible.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. And basically, it was just hilarious, the response that they got and sort of their questions and their point of view. The chat logs.
They hack these people's websites. They completely put up their own message on the H.P. Gary website.
Yes, I have. I have a picture here of the website. It's basically it says this domain has been seized by Anonymous under the Section 14 of the Rules of the Internet, meaning H.P. Gary, a computer security company. Your recent claims of infiltrating Anonymous amuse us, and so do your attempts at using Anonymous as a means to garner press attention.
They
for
got pwned. We're out of time.
Smackdown.
We are out of time. Back tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, and strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.